Blog Talk Radio.
And be true. And I appreciate you for tuning in today for Motivating Money Monday. Yes, checking and making sure my headphones are all right. So the topic scares you. I need to get numbers out to you regarding the massive investors that we have experienced, and also about COVID-19. Also, but I've always been interested in various traditions. I've always loved my own family's traditions. Many traditions have stopped. I would like to start some new traditions also. But that is something I've always been interested in, how different cultures and how so many of us celebrate, and especially now living in this new normal. But again, this is said, AKA Be True, and I again welcome you to the second appointment. And wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin.
Merry Christmas. Thank you all. Thank you for that amazing message also. So I'm looking at info regarding how can we help those that were affected in so many states where many lives were lost and also many people are left homeless. I am looking at regarding tornadoes that went up through the St. Louis region on Friday night. It was bad here in Mississippi Friday and Saturday night. It was bad, like 2 days. It was really bad. And we did experience a couple of tornadoes in Prentice. It's not far from where Perry is, the Simpson County is, Prentice. A couple of 18-wheelers was turned into. And the other was tornadoed, and it would have liked it. But then it hit so many states in December, which it's rare. And so many lives were stolen, and so many homes and businesses turned to lumber. But I'm looking at St. Louis Media, Five on Your Side, and their headline is, how can you help those affected by tornadoes at St. Louis region? The areas most affected were Edwardsville, Illinois, and Defiance, Missouri. St. Louis, this story is from Amory Wilder. And it was originally published on December the 11th at 3 and updated today at 1:38. Two deadly tornadoes took through parts of the St. Louis area Friday night, leaving lots of devastation behind. Numerous injuries and severe structural damage from the stormy night. Edwardsville, Illinois, Defiance, Missouri, are the area's most were confirmed dead as an Amazon facility partially collapsed. A wall that was about the length of a football field gave in, as did the roof above it. Have you all seen I know you have, most of you, have seen the report showing the comparison, the before and after of that humongous building? Oh, wow. Definitely sending out love and prayers. There's those in the Amazon family. So heartbreaking. The National Weather Service of St. Louis completed a survey of the tornado and found damage that rated an EF3 top wind of 150 miles per hour. So six dead at Gabrielsville Amazon warehouse. So again, sending out condolences and love and a virtual hug to the family and the governors and all the leaders of in that area and all the states that they did in this country. Everybody, NATO along Highway F and Route 94 is not even EF3 damage on the enhanced Fujita field. The top wind speed at 165 miles per hour. My apologies if you all can hear a call coming in. Hopefully it will continue so I can continue reading and providing important information. And also, we can talk about traditions. And feel free to call in also before the long streaming just continues. Thank God. Now let me continue. Another storm survey team in St. Charles County with the tornado along Highway F and Route 94, a high-end EF3 damage on the enhanced range of 165 per hour. An 84-year-old woman who was asleep died as the tornado passed through. Powerful winds damaged homes and knocked down trees and power lines. Two horses also died in the storm and been trapped in a collapsed barn. So sad. And I'm going to reshare this story because this is about helping. How to help? GoFundMe launched a page that lists verified, and so important to stress. GoFundMe launched a page that lists verified fundraisers supporting victims of the tornado north. Kentucky, Tennessee, and Arkansas, and my state, my native state that I am in right now, Mississippi. The St. Charles County Police Department and relief agencies such as AmeriCorps, Salvation Army, and Red Cross are going to help coordinate volunteer and donation efforts in the fight. St. Charles County Police Chief Chris Hunt says the department will be posting updates on how you can help and donate on their Facebook page. St. Charles County Regional Emergency Management, REM, says opportunities are available to them. Volunteers are being coordinated by AmeriCorps at Augusta Fire Station Number 2 at 3099 Highway 94 South. Again, St. Charles County Regional Emergency Management, REM, this opportunities are available to donate items or to assist with cleanup. Volunteers are being coordinated by AmeriCorps at Augusta Fire Station Number 2 at 3099 Highway 94 South. Donated items such as bottled beverages, non-perishable food, animal care projects, and gift of new mail or Melly. The new Melly Fire Protection District Station Number 1 at 3705 North Street. They ask that no clothing be dropped off. Now you still have to be careful. Local leaders have been releasing statements regarding the widespread tornado damage. Congresswoman Mary Miller, Illinois, District 15, states, during this time, please consider how you can pray, give blood, volunteer at the Hale District, their families and communities in Illinois and across the Midwest. The American Red Cross tweeted, "We provided 160 plus additional blood projects to hospitals and areas impacted by the recent tornadoes. Those in areas unaffected by this tornado outbreak are urged to make an appointment today to give blood and help replenish supplies. Our hearts go out to the individuals and communities impacted across Missouri and Arkansas. Regional Disaster Officer for the Red Cross, in a third statement, we have been working to determine specific needs and continue to work closely with local officials today. To give to the Red Cross, visit redcross.org. I repeat, as I sip some water. To the Red Cross, visit redcross.org. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Again, visit redcross.org. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Or text the word Red Cross to 90999 to make a $10 donation, or donate online at redcross.org. To volunteer, go to redcross.org/volunteer. Suck Us announced it's partnering with Red Cross for a Roundup at the Register campaign to help those affected in paying for their groceries, and 100% of the donations will go to the American Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund. The Salvation Army has set up a disaster relief fund for the tornado victims. Donations can be made by calling 1-800.
This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. Flu season is here, and it's time for most of us to get vaccinated. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people in the U.S. get influenza, and several thousand die from the disease. Dr. Aaron Kennedy is a researcher with CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. She's joining us today to discuss the importance of getting an annual flu vaccine. Welcome to the show, Aaron.
Thank you, Bob.
Aaron, who should get a flu vaccine?
Well, anyone can get very sick from the flu. So we recommend that everyone 6 months of age and older get a vaccination each year. People 9 years of age and older only need one dose this season. But children 6 months through 8 years may need two doses. Parents of children in this group should contact their healthcare provider to find out if they need a second dose.
Aaron, you mentioned that anyone can get very sick from the flu. What groups are at higher risk for getting complications from the flu?
It's especially important for those at high risk of serious complications from the flu and their close contacts to be vaccinated. Those at higher risk for serious complications include young children, pregnant women, people with chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, and heart disease, and the elderly over 65 years. Close contacts include healthcare providers and parents and caregivers of children younger than 6 months of age.
Do we need to get a flu vaccine every year?
Yes, you should get a flu vaccination each year. Flu viruses are constantly changing, and the vaccine may be updated each season. This is to protect against the viruses that are expected to be circulating the upcoming season. Also, a person's immunity to influenza viruses declines over time. For these two reasons, annual vaccination is recommended as the best protection against the flu.
Does getting the vaccine guarantee you won't get the flu?
Well, the flu vaccine is the single best way to protect yourself and your family from the flu. But protection is never 100%, and some people can still get the flu after being vaccinated. How well the vaccine works partly depends on the age and health of the person getting vaccinated. Also, it takes about 2 weeks after vaccination for your body to develop protection against the flu. There are other viruses that can cause flu-like symptoms, and the vaccine cannot prevent illnesses caused by these viruses.
Erin, is it ever too late in the flu season to get vaccinated?
No, it's never too late to get vaccinated during a flu season. The flu season typically runs from October through April, and flu activity usually peaks in January or February in the United States. We recommend that people get vaccinated as soon as the vaccine is available, and getting vaccinated before flu arrives in your community is best. However, it's never too late to get vaccinated, and the vaccine can still protect you against the flu as long as flu viruses are circulating.
Where can listeners get more information about the flu vaccine?
Listeners can get more information about influenza and the influenza vaccine at www.cdc.gov/flu.
Thanks, Erin. I've been talking today with CDC's Dr. Erin Kennedy about the importance of getting the flu vaccine. Remember, the flu vaccine is recommended for everyone 6 months of age and older. Give yourself and your loved ones the gift of health this year. Put getting a flu vaccine on your to-do list. Until next time, be well. This is Dr. Robert Gaines for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
Okay. It's important for us to, not to slow the spread for everything. Everything. Common cold, pneumonia, flu, COVID, and anything and everything else that we seem to be spreading. So I have some information regarding Kentucky. Tornado outbreak death toll in Kentucky rises to 74. And this article is from Alex Sunday, Melissa Quinn, my daughter's last name is Melissa Quinn, Laura Podesta, and it was updated today and updated like 20 minutes ago. Yeah. The confirmed death toll from 5 days, 17 tornado outbreak continued to rise today on Monday afternoon. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, and I just send out condolences and so much empathy after that governor. He even lost a couple of relatives, a couple of cousins, I believe. And how he, definitely sending out much love to all the states and all the governors again, and leaders and families that have lost people and have relatives and loved ones. And those of you that are hospitalized. The governor announced that at least 74 people were killed in Kentucky, which he said suffered the worst tornado event in history. The governor said today, Monday morning, that it may take weeks before the final toll would be known. Dozens of people remain unaccounted for. Severe weather and tornadoes affected 7 other states, killing at least 12 additional people. It was a aroma of vanilla, and that they thought a lot of people were working overnight because they're trying to get those orders out. And that is just so heartbreaking. But in Kentucky, they said people were killed in a candle factory in Mayfield, where more than 100 workers were inside when a tornado struck. Everybody was falling to the bottom of the building. Barbara Tate, an employee at the Mayfield Consumer Project Station, told TV. All you heard was screaming and hollering, people howling, but help me, help me. And you crying and want to help them, but you can't help them because you can't help yourself because you don't think you're going to live without that. Wow. Including the state I'm in, my name is Mississippi. And thank you all, listeners worldwide, for your love and your support. Since the beginning, our opinion of this podcast, Cut the Shots, and the report, just thank you so much. Cut the Shots first aired March 21st, 2011. I was hoping to get this sound from a news story, taken video, literal, some news, so looking to see. I want to provide more information to help out with Kentucky. But 39 minutes ago, Federal Agency opened probe for the deadly Amazon warehouse collapse. Hopefully, we can get the feed on that. The Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration has investigated the daily collapse of an Amazon warehouse during Friday's tornado outbreak. A spokesperson for the Labor Department said Monday, 6 employees were killed in a tornado safety company distribution center in Evansville, Illinois. Scott Allen, a Labor Department regional director of Public Affairs, said in a statement to CBS News Sunday, the agency had 6 months to complete the investigation. The agency can issue citations and propose financial penalties if it finds any safety or health violations. Wow. These tornadoes and hurricanes and storms that have new names, just leave me so I just posted that article on Facebook. Somebody heard that too. Then. Wow, that is touchy. These little faces in the video and the audio. Wow. Federal agency opens probe into deadly Amazon warehouse collapse. So this is from the story published at CBSNews.com regarding live updates. So, wow. This is definitely this.
This is a message from the CDC. Travel increases your chance of getting and spreading COVID-19. Take steps to protect yourself and others. Wear a mask that completely covers your nose and mouth. Masks are required on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation traveling into, within, or outside of the U.S. and in U.S. transportation hubs such as airports and stations. Stay at least 6 feet away from others. Wash your hands often and watch for symptoms of COVID-19. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19travel to learn more.
Most from CDC regarding COVID. And again, let's stress, mandated or not, it's important for us to slow the spread. Surges are happening everywhere. And we need to manage this properly. So, next Monday, we will continue. But we haven't even had a chance. I haven't even, and not a last call can't come through because the last thing is that the call stopped. And so we will continue to talk about the traditions. We haven't even started, but we're going to start. And it's a holiday. This is tradition. And on next Sunday, Cousin Linda and I will continue talking about tipping, the art of tipping, especially going to talk about this. On Wednesday, holiday blues. Remember I mentioned that yesterday? Everybody's not happy. A lot of people dread to see this time of year for their own reasons. People are feeling sad, grieving, are depressed, stressed out, and many of us are all of that right now, devastated by what we're dealing with COVID, what we're dealing with the tornadoes, the natural disasters that just come out the blue, what we're dealing with in our own personal lives. We're entering into 2022 optimistically, I believe, most of us are. So that is the story. When you look at the schedule, you see how they believe for Wednesday. On Friday the 17th, holiday shop in 2021 is the topic. So, again, shout out to all supporters from right here in the state and all around the world. Looking at that are, of course, the United States, Canada, big shout out to Canada, Germany, Finland, and France. So a big shout out to the top five in sex and all from around the world. Big city, little town, little community, the city. And my mom was my number one fan. Had no idea. You know how you will say, well, this is my target audience. But the target audience, the audience is the worldwide audience, and it is entertainment lifestyle show. And definitely revamping it and look forward for this, but I had no idea. You know, you can envision and you can plan, oh, this is the target, this is the audience. I had no idea the amazing people from around the world that are supporters and fans of this broadcast. And also those that have been guests. I remember Ebony Empress, and I was so my kid from the UK and USA. You know, my mom loved that. And also interviewed Peter Cook of England, also of UK. And it is those that I hear from so many places. Kenya, South Africa, North Africa, Island community. Everybody, thank you for your support. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and happy 2022 to all supporters. Remember, email me at coffeeshot.com and I'll call me in with Cameron to hit it. That's my call, and then you have to disconnect, you know, on the podcast. But email me at coffeeshot, KULTURESHOKENT_BETH@yahoo.com. KULTURESHOKENT_BETH@yahoo.com. Your music study, send your music. Also, so that again, the call is coming to my headphones. My apologies for that. So, again, send your music also to CoffeeShotEntertainment_Beth@yahoo.com and your PSA also. And if you would like to advertise CoffeeShotEntertainment, we are revamping and rebuilding the relationship. With amazing content, amazing shows, bringing guests back, bringing back awesome music. So also those of you that are interested in sponsoring, not hesitate to email me and contact me at CoffeeShotEntertainment@yahoo.com. Cash App is $. Beth, B-True, B-T-R-U, K-U-L-T-R-E, F-H-J-K, Beth, B-True, B-T-R-U, CoffeeShot, K-U-L-T-U-R-E, F-H-J-K, K-L-W-M-S, Entrepreneur. Big shout out to all that I effectively network with. Social media and in person, Facebook. I haven't been Instagramming much. I've been Facebooking, LinkedIn, got to my LinkedIn connection, and so on. And so many. I'm loving it. Well, I'm loving that. So many social media chat communities. My sister is now on the team, and I'm super excited. I have decided to definitely become team-driven. I know I am team, so we're building an amazing team. A big shout-out to Avon Coulter, Maligos, Garcia, and her husband Carlos, Avon, one of Avon's top power couples. A big shout-out to Georgiana Haynes, Candy Steele, to so many that I've faced the network with, Molly Beard, just so many interviewed guys and ladies who love Avon. Also, Avon unveiled a new website this past week for customers and reps, and we're super excited. Matter of fact, it's time for me to attend a Zoom meeting. As soon as that concludes, the flight test of CoffeeShot Entertainment Report. So CoffeeShot Entertainment Report will be back on Wednesday. And again, the topic is holiday blues. If you want to call in and study chat rooms, definitely do so. But make sure there will not be any interruptions. And my apologies for today's interruptions and drops and all of that. But I hope mixed member. Doing another episode of Motivate Make Money Mondays, and also talk about making money. But I guess I pretty much just need to talking about Avon. But we do need to talk about how America's dealing with inflation. Many people are quitting jobs. If many people are quitting jobs, then a lot of people are becoming entrepreneurs. Right? So we need to look at that. A lot of people quitting jobs, a lot of people are becoming entrepreneurs too. So let's slow the spread and continue to share more information regarding how we can help those states affected from the tornadoes, also COVID updates, and all else information. And let's remember, let's increase the peace and stop the violence. The feelings are crazy. So let's increase the peace and stop the violence. Easier said than done. But the life you say might be on, so let's continue. I want to live to 100. So as scared as I am, I'm a member of the Sleeping and Dying. And I haven't been to that since before COVID. But I do watch The Eagle, Pirate House. A big shout out to Foster Friday and Powerhouse, Amazing Blessing, Sister Christina and her church in the Virginia area. I just so many ministries that I affiliate with, and we pray for me and my family, loved ones, and listeners. That speaking of Wednesday being Holiday Blues, subject matter, dealing with sadness, depression, and grief in holiday season. Been a long time, but you probably remember it, when one of the fans of the show, my number one fan, I don't know where Wim Perez is. Anybody know where Wim Perez is? Number one fan of the show from like 6 years ago. His asking me to call in. But he resided in New York. But many of you probably remember he called in and he was suicidal. And I, never was a fan of the show. I'm like, how do you think I would feel if you could do that? But it caught me off guard. I didn't find that episode and play that episode. Because it was like, I had to like quit thinking. I couldn't like, That was a scary show, but I was confident that he wouldn't commit suicide, and he did, and we communicated for many years, so we've been out of touch for many years. So I hope he's doing good wherever that just was. Long time support is. I run across the social media, but a lot of people don't even deal with this social media anymore. And I know he was real in a wheelchair. I know during that episode he talked about getting his new electronic wheelchair. But Wednesday, talking about holiday shopping, talking about traditions, but talking about, and some people aren't just bought humbug. Some people are really like, I have a friend whose birthday is right before Christmas. Time of year he is, it's 5 years, especially this year. He lost both parents this year. But it lines me, one of my mother passed away holiday season 2017, a couple weeks after her birthday. Again, loved this time of year. And so that motivated me. She loved, and that motivated me. And even my friends, they come to me and contact me, and they remember my mom. Really, some of my friends are close to my mom and me. You know, really, just she's a great kind of spirit. You listeners, you know, because she's a guest, and I'm still looking for the episode that she did for this season. And if any of you find the episode that you are going to archive episode, please post it up for me. I'm getting an episode. I'm going to do my podcast. And this call is coming through to me. That mother was giving me the recipe on a couple of episodes for me. 13. In 2013, that's where I have been listening. But then I began to think I need to make it to 14. Holiday season, right before holiday is not 2013, 2014. So, time pause. Okay. So, obviously, it's time to conclude, and I need to go ahead and get into my new training for Avon. But thank you all for your love and thank you for your support and writing early. Definitely going to stick to the 6 o'clock schedule Wednesday as we talk about the holiday games and on Friday. Holiday shopping! We will talk about that, but most importantly, we're going to, in regard to the Jackson's and COVID and all of that. But holidays, you all have numbers. Please call in, chat, and share your stories or share any information or any of your secrets that you our loved ones that you know or if you work in the industry of helping people of the holiday news. Thank you again for tuning in to the Cluster Talk Entertainment Report. I am Beth, aka B2. And see you soon. God bless. Elia. What are y'all saying, Aaliyah? I was doing my podcast, you know. I don't know. I hope they come soon. I need to make a payment, I think. I don't know. I got to call them. I was doing my podcast. Mm-hmm.